Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC, and they say love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. But City Councilman Tony Avella thinks horses and carriages don't go with the Manhattan streets. He wants to ban them from the city. After the deaths of two horses over 2 years, the councilman from Queens is proposing a new bill that cites the practice as cruel and inhumane. We'll talk to Councilman Avella, then we'll talk to somebody from the horse-drawn carriage industry. Councilman, welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Now, horses, like any other creatures, do die. Are you saying that two horses have died in the last couple of years because of the conditions as they carry tourists around Central Park?
Correct. You know, for example, the ASPCA, which is the only entity that's been doing voluntary enforcement of the industry and the condition of the horses, has actually come out in support of my proposed ban. The horses are not being treated properly. I mean, it's a simple fact.
Treated improperly how?
Well, for one thing, they're out for long hours of every day in all sorts of weather, despite existing regulations. They're hooked up to the carriages all day long. The industry will tell you that, well, they're given a few minutes rest, well, between rides. Well, the rest consists of still being hooked up to the carriage. And if you've ever seen them along Central Park, they're just lined up there like a train. Even when their long day is finished, they have to walk several miles back to their stable. They're not put on a trailer and you know, driven to their stable. They have to then walk, after 8 hours a day, walk to their stable. And then they're forced to walk up some to the second floor and in some cases to a third story in the stable. They're not on the first floor, believe it or not. The carriages are kept on the first floor. So the owners make them walk up these steep inclines. And then they're kept in what you and I would consider a narrow stable. It's not what you and I see on the TV and in the movies about a barn situation where the horses have an opportunity to move around and socialize with other horses, which is necessary for their well-being. It really is improper, inhumane treatment.
And could it be regulated rather than abolished?
I actually suggested 2 years ago that the horse-driven carriage industry be restricted to Central Park. I've learned since then that one as many accidents occur in the park as do on the outside streets, but there's no way that they can run this industry and properly treat these animals. It's all the animal rights groups and the ASPCA who've been monitoring this situation for decades all say you cannot treat the animal properly and do this type of business.
Because all you're saying, and, you know, to the casual New Yorker's eye, assuming New Yorkers know very little about animals other than cats, is that they clop around Central Park at a slow pace. And you're saying the problem is that they have to walk too many miles a day, too many hours a day, and then up a ramp a few stories when they get back to their stable. It sounds like something that could just be shortened and mitigated.
Well, I don't see how you could shorten it enough that it ever is not, you know, inhumane treatment to the animal.
You're not talking about beating them or starving them.
Well, you know, they're not in a lot of people's minds, they're not properly fed, they're not properly watered, they're certainly not properly watered while they're standing out on the street. There's only one little watering basin at Central Park, which they all drink out of, and many people believe it's unsanitary. But let's just take in the last year and a half, three horses have died as a result of the industry. In two of them, while they were on the road, one collapsed in the road and then died in the stable. There have been seven accidents, and five people have been injured. You know, obviously the treatment of the horses is the first and foremost issue to ban them. But there's also this huge safety factor. There's a reason horse-driven carriages don't exist in modern society anymore. They're inappropriate for city life and city traffic. Let me just give you an example. In the New York City Department of Health puts out a carriage operators training manual. And they mention in the manual, the following is an incomplete list of things that alarm horses. brightly covered traffic lines, manhole covers, small streams of water, potholes, you know, motorcycles, diesel trucks, air brakes, ambulance and police sirens.
Then why do they usually crowds. Why do they usually look so complacent?
Well, because you're just looking at one isolated situation. You know, somebody gets in the ride and just sees it. You're not there on a consistent basis. And if you look at overall the statistics, and if you look overall over a day's period of time, you realize this is just not appropriate. Other major cities across the planet, across the world, have banned this type of business.
Let me read you a comment from our comments page. And dozens of people have posted to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show if you want to join the conversation about horse-drawn carriages in Manhattan. But somebody wrote, a public stable is needed in Central Park so that horses would be properly and safely cared for and the safety of all park users would be assured. Horses should be used in the park away from auto traffic. Let's get Central Park a proper horse facility, trails, and an environmental education area as well. How about that for...
Well, actually, you know, and again, it goes back to my comment that I had actually tried to restrict them to Central Park 2 years ago. But the interesting thing is that the statistics show that as many accidents occur in the park as they do on the other streets. The problem with... because I researched this, the problem with putting a stable in the park is that the Central Park Conservancy is totally against the idea. And Central Park is a landmark. Again, where you put them is not necessarily the major issue, as opposed to its inhumane treatment to the animal.
Someone else writes, as other commenters have pointed out, because this got posted a few times, if these horses are removed from the street, many, if not most, will end up at the slaughterhouse. Is that true?
And that's actually a legitimate comment, but what... Although my bill doesn't have it in now because we wanted to get the bill written so that we could start the discussion on this matter, we are working with a number of legal experts in the animal rights groups to put in the bill that should the ban go into effect, and we hope it will, at that point there is some method to ensure that the horses are treated humanely and go to humane farms. Mm-hmm. So I'm already working on that. And I'm also working with a number of groups to try and put together a driver re-education process so that the drivers, when they lose the job in this case, will be retrained to go into other positions. So we're trying to do the best we can to minimize the impact on the drivers and obviously make sure that the horses go to proper homes.
Before you go and we get a quick response from someone in the industry, what drew you to this cause? It's a little counterintuitive for a councilman from Queens to get involved with something like this.
I actually got involved 2 years ago when I saw the latest accident that occurred 2 years ago with one of the horse-driven carriages. That was a very serious accident. And, you know, it reminded me of something that I've always thought, that why do we allow these things in midtown traffic? It doesn't make any sense. And that's when I worked on introducing the partial ban. Since then, I've done a lot more research, become more educated myself on this issue. And in the interim between the partial ban legislation and today, there have been more accidents, more horses have died, and more people have been injured. And I realize the best solution, the only appropriate solution, is the total ban.
Wait, real quick, did you say at the beginning that somebody who's a leader of the industry is for your bill?
No, I didn't say that.
What did you say? You cited somebody.
I don't remember. The ASPCA.
Oh, ASPCA.
The okay. ASPCA, which is the only entity that does in supervision of the animals.
Right.
And enforcement came out in support of the ban. Unfortunately, the city has done practically no enforcement. A recent report that came out showed, for example, in 2006, they did no inspections whatsoever.
Councilman Tony Avella of Queens, thanks very much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now we'll get the other side from Steve Malone of Clinton Park Stables. Mr. Malone, welcome to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. It's nice to be here.
So let's go point by point through some of the things that the councilman was talking about. The main one at the beginning was that there's just too much work stress on these horses. They walk so many hours a day, then they're walking several miles back to their stables, then up a few stories when the carriages are stored on the ground floor. Is it just too much time on their feet, too much time working for these horses?
Well, in due response, first of all, Councilman Avila stated that he's done loads of research. If he researched it properly, our stable is approximately half a mile from Central Park. The furthest stable is 1 mile. So that's number one. The carriages are able to work by law, okay, city law. They're not allowed to operate any more than 9 hours a day, okay? The average horse works approximately 6 to 7 hours. That means he's in his carriage for 6 to 7 hours. The average horse, over the course of a year, works about 20 minutes per hour. The rest of the day, the horse is there. He's getting his food. He's getting his attention. He's getting groomed.
He says they're not properly watered. Rides, they're hooked up there. They don't have much. They just don't really rest.
Well, that's another beautiful thing that he researched. That he said there was one small water basin. There is actually two that every horse walks by twice on each ride. And let me educate Mr. Avila a little bit further on that. There's only one person that can properly water the horse, and that is the horse. I can lead a horse to water, but I cannot force the horse to drink. If I put 10 buckets of water, if the horse wants it, he takes it. The horses know where the water troughs are. The horses tell me. Now, I'm in this 20 years. My father's in it since 1960. The horse tells me when it's thirsty. I don't tell it.
The deaths of these two horses in 2 years that Councilman Avila says came from overwork. Do you have other causes of death?
Well, first of all, two horses died, and nobody, I don't care what animal rights advocate you are, nobody felt those accidents and those deaths more severely than the people within this industry and the 400 families that are involved in it. That's number one.
There were accidents?
Well, there was one accident that a horse was startled by a snare drum. Okay, and the horse took off. The driver was standing right next to him.
And in fact, Councilman Avila was talking about the startling of horses as being endemic to the situation. They're startled by so many of the noises that, you know, that are endemic to the city.
Which is correct. And let me explain something to you, though. Horses are very domesticated. They adapt to their surroundings well than any other animal. Okay, a snare drum, which could have been avoided if we had gotten our hitching post that we've been lobbying the city for years. This whole thing would have been avoided, okay? Trucks, buses, things like that, horses get immune to them because they're operating with them all the time. The same way the person living on a busy street learns how to sleep better at night as he sleeps better during time. That's the horses adapt to their surroundings better than any animal known to man.
The councilman said that he tried to regulate the industry just to make it more humane for the horses first over the last few years, and now he's come to the conclusion that no effective regulation is possible. Is there any kind of compromise proposal that you might have that would actually further regulate your industry to further protect the horses?
Sure. We're working very closely with the city right now. I am a current member of the Rental Horse Oversight Board. I'm working with the rental agencies. I'm working with their own rental horses. I'm working with the city in order to improve conditions, improve safety. We're very proactive in this and have been, okay, and have been. And we're working with the Department of Consumer Affairs on licensing issues. We're working with the Department of Health on health issues, veterinary inspections for the horses. We're working with the city to get hitching posts. We're working with the city to get more shade. I mean, Councilman Avila will tell you he's educated, but he's not very informed. Our mayor, who has sent high-ranking officials in his office to our lines, our hack lines where we operate, to our stables, and has come out publicly and stated that the horses are being well cared for. He's happy with what's going on.
Last thing, we have 20 seconds left. A lot of people have posted that other cities, and the councilman mentioned this too, a whole bunch of other cities have banned this use of horses in urban areas.
Yes,
what
have.
Does that tell you? 15 seconds.
We're the longest running operation in the country, okay? We run an exemplary business. We're impeccable safety records. If these other cities would have come here and tried to run their business
right,
the way that we did, they'd be
we got to leave it there. Councilman Avila's bill being introduced this week. Steve Malone from the Clinton Park Stables. Thanks a lot.
Love and marriage go together like. like a horse and carriage, this I tell you, brah.